The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There's a lot of things that we used to do when we were little that, first of all, we don't want our kids to know we did. And second of all, they could never get away with today because of cameras and because of smartphones and because of the fact that most of us are helicopter parents.
Yeah, that's all of the above. And also like things like Apple trackers, too. My mom.
Yes.
Man, my mom never knew where I was. Now I'm thinking
My mom never knew where I was, and nor did she care where I was.
I was young, wild, and free.
And I also never knew where my mom was. She was like, I'm going to be home when I'm home. Don't you ever ask
me
where I'm at.
Put a tracker on mama back in the day. Okay, so one of the things that kids used to do, you probably did this a couple of times in your neighborhood, ding dong and ditch.
Just ding dong ditch, fool.
Oh, come on, nerd. I did that. Okay,
yeah, you could tell, fool.
I was a good kid. I wasn't doing all that. Okay,
hey, did you ever do the bag on fire though?
Oh, that's next
what
level.
What is
dude.
That yeah. DJ automatic,
you can't do that with Ring cameras anymore, but that was a specialty.
Were you throwing poo on people's houses?
No, you just put it inside of a bag and then you light it on fire and knock on the door and then they go to step
and
on it
was usually your dog's, you know.
Yeah, that it wasn't mine.
Well, I hope so. But I hope you didn't do that. Did you do that?
Yes.
Can you even egg houses like you used to be able to?
Oh, yes, sure. Because our house
that's
got
someone's
egged.
Bad egg karma. Our house gets egged all the time, and I'm like, just karma.
He doesn't even get mad. He's just like, wash it off before it stains the casa.
He used to be at Walmart buying like 6 dozen eggs like at midnight, and nobody would say anything.
Now that's an investment. Okay, so number two, prank phone calls.
Ooh,
with
I love
smartphones,
prank phone calls.
It's really hard to do, but you still can do the *67. Now, there might be somebody listening like, what's that? When you dial that before the number, your number doesn't show up. But nowadays with scam likely.
Now we just use it for down in the
that.
DM.
Did you ever play some prank calls on people?
Yeah, oh, that was like a specialty of
mine. I loved, is your refrigerator running? Yes, it is. Oh my gosh, you better go catch
call
that.
Local plumbers in the city where I'm from and ask them if their wives need pipes.
No, you didn't, Anthony.
Mamma mia. Yeah.
Okay, and the biggest one that kids can't do that I think all of us did here, sneak out.
Oh, our daughter came to me last night, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and said, hey, Dad, can I go sleep at Lulu's? And I was like, what do you mean? It's too late. And she was like, no, we're just going to hang out, and we're going to hang out tomorrow because she's already off for school.
You would have never done that with your parents.
I would have never. I would have just snuck out. And the fact that she came to me, and the only reason she came to me was because we have a ring, and it would have just set off every alarm in the house.
I don't know. You have friends named Lulu, fool. That's a wild nickname, dog.
I once had
Lulu's
a
good kid, dude.
I once had a girl named Lulu steal my jeans. And she was in a gang, so I didn't even call her out.
Lulu is not in a gang.
I don't know, dog. I'll check Lulu.
I saw Lulu with my jeans. I said, dang, those are nice. She said, yeah, I just got them. I said, I know, from the laundromat. That was my clothes. Something I did when I was little that I got away with, y'all calling me nerd and stuff, I stole matches one time and lit fire to the neighborhood.
That's arson, fool. That's actually a felony.
Yeah.
Hey. You shouldn't have gotten away with that.
And guess what? I did that, too.
You're terrible. Line two. TJ's been holding. Okay, so what harmless activity did you get away with when you were little?
Oh, my God. I used to steal the Peds or Pizzits, the ones that, like, yeah, the Peds, but the refill. That's what I used to steal when I was younger, but I don't steal that no more.
You know, well, I'm glad you don't steal that stuff anymore. Pez candies, that's crazy. Okay, did your parents or adults even ask you, TJ, where'd you get that?
Yeah, I used to get that, and I was like, oh, Uncle bought it for me. Grandma bought it for me.
Grandma blamed it. Okay. No one ever asked me where I got the matches.
I don't know how you end up with matches. You're crazy.
More than likely, my dad would have been like, just give me a piece.
Facts. 877-730-DCS1. What activities did you get away with that you would never want your kids to find out about? And nor could they get away with today. Call us up.
The Parents Court.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Summertime struggles back in the day, they were a little different. A little different than what our kids have to go through now. You know, I have three beautiful daughters. They didn't have to stay outside all day. Stay outside, Dana. In or out? In or out? Which is it? Well, of course I choose out. But I mean, no. But if I'm thirsty, I can't come back inside. Aunt Sylvia, nope.
Better drink from that hose.
If I need to go to the bathroom, Aunt Sylvia, I can't come in and out.
My grandma cut us off so many times from going inside and outside the house because we would run right through the sliding door like screen. Every
slam the door.
Time.
Slam the door.
We would take the screen door off, the sliding door, and run right through
Anthony,
it, dog.
Yeah,
that'll
you
get you beat.
Oh, my
you
God,
you got to stay
dude.
Outside. Because you were a mess.
When we brought up summertime struggles, the first thing that popped into my head was, again, summertime at my grandma's house, and I was always like the middle cousin, so I wasn't young enough to hang out with the younger ones, but not old enough to kick
So, Anthony, you were trying to keep up with
I was trying to keep up with all the homies, and they never let me do it. And they all came home with super soakers, and I didn't have a super soaker, and they're having a major super soaker war. My other cousin, Josh, he had the one that went on your back, and he was wearing that
one. That was the real deal.
And my grandma was like, don't pout, don't cry. You go turn on the water hose. So I had to sit there.
You had an endless supply of water?
Yeah, dude, but I didn't have a super soaker.
Yeah, you're the cousin with the hose.
Your grandmother was the, we got one at home.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got food at home. We've got a water hose at
and then
home.
She would get mad at me if I acted sad. That's wild.
She's like, you better not be sad about using that hose. That's my water you're using. I'm paying that bill.
Yeah, dude, I think she even told me to turn it off when I'm not using it.
And everybody making fun of Anthony. The struggle was different back then.
Automatic? Did you have any summertime struggles or was it all?
I didn't because my mom's family was super rich.
Oh!
Anthony, why ask this rich boy up kind of questions? I thought you struggled later.
Summertime's at the lakes, huh?
Well, summertime's from 1 to 8 were great.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I moved to New Mexico when I was 9 and I went to living in a one bedroom apartment and sleeping on a lawn chair.
From the lake to the apartment pool?
Wait, sleeping on the lawn chair?
I had no apartment pool.
Oh, no!
You slept in a lawn chair?
I slept on a lawn chair.
You win the struggle contest right now. Summertime struggles, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody loves pizza, but there's nothing better than free pizza.
Yes.
Okay, so inside food news, DJ Automatic is going to tell you how to score yourself one. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Ooh, first hashtag. It is a no-buy year that is trending on social media, and there are a lot of people accepting the challenge. I think I should, too. So what is a no-buy year? You figure out what are the necessities I need in life versus the things you don't. Now, women are really taking on this challenge because for a few years, social media with the influencers and the fashionistas were kind of taking over the timeline, and we're buying a lot of makeup, clothing, and shoes that we really don't need.
Yeah, the fact that this is even a thing.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is.
Like, I'm like, this is dumb.
Women are crazy, dude.
It's not dumb. No, think about all the stuff that we put in the garage that I didn't need and that you didn't need.
I think this is a big thing, though. A lot of women have this problem, like Dana, where they just continuously
just buy
online
stuff.
Online shop. And it's getting worse with like the TikTok shop and stuff like that.
You feel like you need this. I need this. It's like an addiction. And you know what I've been doing? I've been shopping in my own closet because I got plenty of clothes.
Our daughter just ordered something from that TikTok shop and it was the worst product ever. It was like, it was a candle and she was going to light it. She did light it and it just smelled
awful. It smelled like bug spray. So anyway, no buy year. Take the challenge. DJ Automatic food news.
Uber Eats, Domino's, and Lil Wayne are giving away $10 million worth of free pizza.
Nice.
10 milli, 10 milli, 10 milli, 10 milli.
Dana obviously knows what's up. So here's how you do it. Order Domino's with Uber Eats, and you can get a free medium two-topping pizza if your order is large enough.
All right,
has to meet the minimum requirements.
Favorite toppings on a pizza. Classic. DJ Automatic?
Pineapple and ham.
Well, I didn't know you could add two. I thought it was a one-topping.
No, it was a two-topping pizza.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would throw jalapenos on there, but I'm not paying for extra.
Actually,
okay?
If it's two-topping, I'm going to go Annette Domino's with their crust. I'm going to have to go sausage and banana peppers.
Yeah, man. Jalapeno and pepperoni and a thin pizza, and you got to make it crispy. Like Lil Wayne. Me and Lil Wayne like the same kind of pizza. Who knows?
Lil Wayne's a crispy pizza guy?
He's
he
a crispy
is.
Pizza.
No.
Ten milli. National Day, Anthony.
All right, it is National Smile Day. So smile like you just got some pizza, yo.
That free made me pizza. Smile thinking of free pizza. I really did.
It's also National Speak in Complete Sentences Day. If you can, try not to LOL.
I don't know how I got this job because I struggle with that every single day.
And let's go to wrap it up on International Flight Attendant and salute all the flight attendants that take care of us
and
make our flights enjoyable.
So we fly around a lot because of work. We have to visit different cities and whatnot. And every time we fly, I post video inside my Instagram story because I know there's a lot of people that have never been on a plane. I want to tell you what a flight attendant is. It is an upscale server.
Upscale.
Yeah, definitely.
Depends what airline you're on.
Well, if there's some kind of emergency, they're trained to calm you down. Although if you're in an emergency in the air, I don't know how calm you could get.
They bring you peanuts.
We don't even do peanuts anymore.
Or they used to bring you peanuts.
They don't do peanuts no more, dog.
They bring you pretzels.
And free soda, because the alcohol you got to pay for.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.